Okay, everybody, we're here again. Tonight is Friday, and the date, Mary and Marie, is the same, so they must be on the same timeline. So it's May 25th, 2012. Hello, everybody. Let's see what's new out there. We have callers tonight if you want to call in. So are you out there, Carrie, for callers?
I'm out here, Ron, for callers, yes. Hi, welcome, everybody. We're on Station 2 tonight, so if you would like to call in, and of course it's Paranormal Friday tonight, the numbers are listed there under the Station 2 play button. The toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And if that doesn't work for you, try area code 530-513-6472. Otherwise, you can type your questions into the fast chat. The link to that, is just above the play button with a little arrows going endlessly in toward BBS fast chat written in kind of a blue font. So, Amanda's asking, is the new nanotechnology clearing up yet? I don't think it is. Is it, Ron? Do you know if it's something different?
Not yet. Probably this weekend, I'm guessing.
Okay, yeah. It will be up really, really soon. If you don't know what that is all about, type into the fast chat and we'll explain that in case anybody has missed that little piece of news lately. And Janice is saying, wow, Janice has done 504 nano-poisoning timeline crashes. That is just amazing. Well done. That's so good to see. And I think we got a beep. Did you hear a beep? Is somebody on the line?
Yeah.
Anybody out there? Uh-oh.
Hello? I thought I heard somebody briefly, but...
Yeah, me too. Okay. Well, we'll wait. If you're talking to us, we're not able to hear you, maybe just try calling in again. So let's have a look. So I don't think there are any questions yet. Bobby is saying he's running the 2000-year barcode on people, and he's wondering if that's helping him as much as them. Oh, and there's the beep again.
Okay, anybody out there?
Yes.
Aha!
Shannon here.
Hi, Shannon. Connection.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, what's cooking?
Well, since it's Paranormal Friday, and I believe you had an entity call today, yep. I have something to share that's entity-related.
Sure, okay. That sounds great.
Okay, so here we go. For all those people who are not from California, on the Southern California coast, where I am, of California, in the Long Beach Harbor, is an old retired luxury liner called the Queen Mary that is permanently docked there, and it is now a tourist attraction. And when I was 21, a long time ago, back in 1978, I was a tour guide on that ship. And there was a self-guided tour and a tour guide stationed along the tour route. And many times I was asked by a tourist if there were any ghosts on the ship. And the tourist always referred to them as ghosts. And back then, you know, I was far away from discovering Ron. Well, yes, I would tell them there are ghosts on the ship because occasionally at the end of the day, I would have to walk the entire tour route to make sure that everybody was out.
Oh.
And with my hair standing on end, I would literally run through the engine rooms and the shaft alley. And
wow.
The shaft alley, now this is a massive ship, and the shaft alley are where the massive shafts are in the bottom of the ship that are connected to the ship's propellers. So I'd run through those areas because I knew I could feel the energies, and it was hair raising, and so there are ghosts, and or entities in the boiler rooms, the swimming pool areas, hallways, and who knows where else. So, Ron, are the entities still on the ship?
It feels like it, yeah. That's what I'm picking up, yeah.
And they have those Halloween parties on that ship, don't they? They have Halloween parties a lot on there. You can pay to go and get all dressed up, and I'm sure the ghosts love that.
Yeah, I bet.
I have felt their energies when I was working there, and it's hair-raising, you know, to me. But, Ron, can you clear those energies out of that ship, or how can those energies be, or those entities be collected?
I'll have to think on that one. So I'll have to see what happens.
Because a lot of people died on that ship, so I know there's some that are hanging out there.
Yeah, I'll have to see what I can do with that one.
Okay, and I have one more item, and that is my my infamous hardcore controlling Catholic mother-in-law, whom my husband is constantly hugging. And he's constantly hugging his children, who are indoctrinated quite heavily into Christianity. And then he comes home. Hi, honey. He wants to hug me, and I look at him. Did you hug your mother? So, what I need is that one of those touching other clearings that's like unlimited. I've done the one on the alien attack page, but I got somebody over here, you know, when you're in a relationship and you got the other person running around touching others, and then comes home, and then they all jump on me and I get the cooties.
Yeah.
So there we go. Unlimited for touching others.
Well, that makes sense.
And that's it.
Okay. Do you got any ideas, Carrie?
Well, the entity thing is, I think, a lot easier than the parasitic life form situation in this particular touching and hugging and shaking hands dilemma that we're all in. Because the entity clearing, you know, you can buy the unlimited, and every time you've been around people, you can just come home and run that. But with the parasitic life forms, isn't there a box for touching, being touched by other people or something like that? I'm trying to think how that's worded.
There is one for touching others.
Yeah, so I guess,
because I've run it.
Yeah, I guess you just have to run that and then run the entity for that day or that week or whatever, or however long since you last ran it. I mean,
so
I don't know if does that get rid of everything that you encountered that day, Ron, if you do it like that?
Probably would, yeah, for the day, yes, I would think so.
Yeah, so I think
so if he's hugging all these people, well, his family members who are totally into religion on their side, does he get entities and parasitic life forms from hugging and touching?
Yes, that would be correct, uh-huh.
Oh, great. Okay.
And that's a scenario.
Well, thank you very much, you two, and I'll jump off
here.
You're
welcome. Thanks for calling, Shannon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. So I think I heard a second beep. Is somebody else waiting on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
How's the diet going?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're a bit twangy. It's kind of that twangy sound, but we can hear you.
Yes. It's echoey.
Oh, that's better. Whatever you just did is great.
Well, I'm just sitting here. A couple nights ago, I had a dream, and I thought it was interesting, and it would qualify for the paranormal night. The dream starts with me and maybe five, maybe six other people waiting and wanting to get into, it was like a fraternity, but kind of a sort of fraternity. In other words, they had some kind of knowledge or something that we all wanted to get. And to get that, we had to go through some sort of an initiation ceremony. Well, having been in a fraternity in college, you know, I'm hazing night. You do all kinds of weird stuff to people. It's just part of the tradition. And some of these fraternities, they get into black magic stuff. In this one in particular, we were standing in an outside room waiting to go into the ceremony room, and somebody dressed in black with like a black hood, and you couldn't see him. I knew it was like one of the people that belonged to the fraternity, and they were dressed up like that, and I said, something about maybe I should take this a little more seriously, because for me, I just ignore evil, you know, though I don't let it touch me, I don't cord to it as much as I can. It just doesn't enter my consciousness to be part of or hooked to it. So my usual natural defense is just let it bounce off. It didn't, you know, it's just atoms coalescing within a physical artificial hologram. Don't worry about it. But this guy was dressed in black, and then I said something about, this is no big deal, something like that. And then I turned around, and then when I looked back, all of a sudden I could feel my hand or my arm touching some sort of fabric that was like if Spider-Man was wearing a black spandex jumpsuit. It was that kind of a feeling of fabric. And instantly, from out of nowhere, like inserted into the timeline, there were like five or six beings dressed in the spandex with hoods and robes, and their faces were all blacked out, and you couldn't see any skin or anything anywhere. And they were all just standing there. And at that point, I turned around and said to the group, maybe I should take this a little more seriously. In other words, you know, this looks like it might be something that something has to be done about. Didn't know. Went into the ceremonial room with everybody, and the star of the evening was this Oriental guy, slightly overweight, shorter, and he had a big green blotch on his ear, his right chin, and his neck, kind of like where my birthmark is, except much bigger. And he was, like, organizing the room. And while that was going on, one of the guys I was with reminded me of Ron, but I didn't recognize him as Ron. And this guy, or aspect of one of my personalities, said, oh, I've been through this before. It doesn't work. You know, just kind of blew it off, like, okay, we got to go through this. It's a parlor trick. Don't worry about it. And that's all I remember of it, other than he wasn't concerned at all, and maybe that was a part of me, and then there were other five other parts of me in the room, too. I don't know. Got any ideas about any of this?
Oh, boy. Boy, let's see here. Not exactly yet. I don't know what to say. One of those weird things that comes up in dreams, something, you know, what you're talking about. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I
do that to you a lot.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were on another timeline where the dark was just trying to convince you that Ron's not doing what he says he's doing or isn't who he says he is, or, you know, trying to undermine your belief in it.
Yeah, the person that was in my group was extremely confident. Just don't worry about it. You know, I've been through this, and they were going to go ahead and do the ceremony anyway, and I don't know what happened or anything. So I just thought it was interesting that I would be given that kind of a timeline. You know, like we're it seemed like more than just a mock-up timeline from aliens. It was like part of myself was trying to give part of another part of myself a message or something like that. And we don't ever talk much about that aspect of things. And I was just wondering if there was anything to that.
Yeah, it's possible. I just don't know. I mean, you got a rough one there, Ed.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
Maybe a timeline crash for the dream would be great, you know.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
going to help us out a little bit, yeah.
So, Ron is asking for a sample clearing for the trauma body.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. So, think of a trauma that you've had. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if that does. And now I may want to maybe do that slime body clearing. That's kind of, it helped that out somewhat too, maybe, you know?
For Shannon, you mean?
Yeah, Shannon might want to do the slime body. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So David is asking if there are any new details on the nanotechnology topic.
Nothing yet, but if anybody would love to call in, they've been doing timeline crashes on it and stuff to see what's going on. That would be good. I'm also kind of thinking maybe of having a whole lifetime one. I don't know yet. We'll have to see how that works out. But should we get the other clearing up to see what's going on? So
yeah.
If anybody would love to call in, I'd like them to call in if you could to maybe describe what those calls were like. Because they were not, too easily. I've had a lot of stuff. So a lot of people had stuff coming out of them. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Let's see. So Cammie is asking for an entity sample for an issue. I guess we pick the issue she means. I think that's what she means.
Sure. So entities can give you addiction. So let's just work with addictions here. So think of an addiction that you may have. Oh, boy. And we'll see if we can release the entity. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's have a look. Oh, I'm getting my call waiting beep. Sorry about that. Michael is asking, is it good not to remember our dreams? So is it better not to remember them? Does it make any difference whether we remember them or not?
Well, I think they come through as a bleed-through. So it's very possible that you could have a bleed-through of a dream. And that could, kind of be good because you can do a timeline crash on it. Well, that would be maybe a good thing. You can get a dream. If you don't remember it, then it's just the way it goes because, most people don't remember them anyway if they don't remember dreams. But I would say that it would be a good if you do get a remembrance of one. That way you can do a crash on it.
Yeah.
Get it out of your life. So it kind of is a clue that something's going on. I think that would be good.
What if you, my dad never, ever, ever, ever remembered dreams, and I used to back then think, gosh, that's so strange, I wonder what's wrong with him. And now I'm wondering, well, maybe he wasn't cloned out too horrendously or something, maybe that was part of it. But what if you wake up in the morning and you don't have a memory of a dream? Can you go on the timeline crashing clearing and just put any dreams last night, you know, please crash any dreams last night, even though you don't remember them? Would that do anything, or do you have to have knowledge of it to use that clearing in that way?
I think that would be good to do. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so if we had a dream, I mean, as in we were in, you know, off on a parallel life that night, and then we wake up and we have absolutely no bleed through, no memory whatsoever, we can still timeline crash what happened to us that night without any details. That's
yeah.
What you're saying, right? Okay, well, that's great. So we can just, every morning, we can just all of us do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Okay, good to know. And there's quite a few people on the fast chat just commenting that they do timeline crash their dreams, and it's working for them. And David's saying, timeline crash my dreams, figure it's a parallel life. And somebody was saying that they don't try and make sense of them. Oh, Eileen, yeah, I timeline crash dreams also instead of trying to make sense of them. It's kind of quicker, I guess, just to get on there and do it and not, I mean, you know, we know we're not supposed to be in all these different places, so save your energy, I guess. Just crash it and be done with it.
Yeah.
That seems like the best policy, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, yes. Uh-huh.
All right, so Shannon is asking for a clone release for her dog. The dog's limping and doesn't feel very well. Oh, doesn't feel real.
Okay, here we go. Everybody, do you have any goldfish or something? We'll just do a crash for this here for everybody. If you have any animals or pets you want to do this for, we'll do it right now to make them real. If conditions change. Here we go. So one. Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And still need some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, making it real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So, Janice, I hope your dog's doing seeming better from that. Brian is asking whether, I guess he's just wanting to confirm that dreams are bleed-throughs from our parallel lives.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh, that is correct.
And why is that? Why do they bleed through at night?
Just an accident, probably.
Okay. But isn't it, doesn't our spirit go into those bodies, and then when it comes back to us, it brings some information, I guess, or memories of what it just did?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So Cheryl is asking, Do clones have dreams if they're not connected to us?
I'm not sure about clones. I don't know how to answer that one. I don't know if they dream or not.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. The plot thickens.
Yeah, maybe at night when we go to sleep and out pops our spirit and hops into a clone, maybe the clone has a memory of our life, and that might seem like a dream to them.
Yeah, it's very possible. Oh, it's a good way of looking at it, you know. And it maybe, I don't know, it's just a good, it's quite interesting. So I don't know how to answer that exactly, because, you know, if it's a real clone, then I don't know if they have dreams or not. I don't know if we have dreams, but that maybe it depends how far you're cloned out to what dreams you're having, too, and how much you're bringing back, how split you are. So, very interesting question.
And then when we wake up in the morning, are we a clone, or how much of our real selves are we? And if we're a clone, lying there in the bed and then waking up, and then we remember a dream, then we, the clone of us, is remembering a dream. So in that instance, the answer would be yes, clones have dreams.
Yeah.
So depends what you think you are. You know, what perspective you're coming from. Interesting question. So Kathy is reminding us to timeline crash my dream last night every morning. So that's a good little piece of news there. All right. Okay, let me refresh the fast chat here. Oh, I had a dragon cloud today, I was going to tell you, Ron. I haven't seen one in ages and ages, and there was absolutely nothing else in the sky. Kind of looked like it was above the house across the street. I ran in and got my camera and took a picture, but by the time it's been really windy here today. By the time I got out there, only really the head still looked like a dragon, and the body had gone into this big old blob shape. But it had, when I first looked up and saw it, it had a really neat head, and the body was more drawn out, and it had front legs. It looked like it was running.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really neat. I almost never, ever see dragons here. The last time I saw one, actually, was when you were in L.A. for the last expo here, and I had one directly over the house, and it really, it's head was tilted down toward me, and it really felt like it was looking down at me from straight above the house. It was really neat. I haven't seen one since then, so how many months is that? I don't know, February to now. Yeah, it was really interesting. The other thing that was interesting was that there wasn't a single other cloud in the sky, just this one dragon. So, all right, I'm refreshing again. I need some questions here. Okay, so Ron, do you want to just, while I try and find some questions, see if you want to, I'm seeing if you want to talk about the last Sunday we've got coming up of your intensives.
Yeah, that'll be this Sunday, and we get rid of the alien critters and parasitic life forms that inhabit us all, and it's a call that, if you haven't been on one, you may want to choose to do that because you feel so much better. Plus, you're getting that pre-clearing, the fetus clearing. Very good. Oh, we got a beep.
We did.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a thought with you, Ron, tonight and the group, that if people use the word sociopath, and that's sort of a bad word. It's like name-calling. It has bad connotations to it. But it seems like it sounds a lot better if you say, well, I had a relative that was normal for 10 years, and then he relapsed because of drugs and poison, and he was abnormal. He never came back to his true senses, and as a result of the relapse, he couldn't support himself. He couldn't think because of the relapse, and he resorted to stealing and anger. And he was embarrassed because he couldn't think normally. So that sounds a lot better than to call somebody a name of a sociopath or something with bad connotations, where you at least have a little bit of empathy for a person like that because of his unfortunate circumstances. So I just wanted to put that out there tonight.
Yeah, that sounds good. You don't know what entities are you're crawling into, you know, so. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, all I know is that his the human aspect was replaced by a reptilian, I believe it was.
Right. Oof.
Yuck.
So it's just something you can't even touch into, you know. It's too malicious there, I think. But at least when you explain it, people understand it better than to call it a name like sociopath. And you don't get any information from that except a bad connotation. But at least when you explain it, they can understand much better.
Yep.
So, okay, so thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome, Larry. Thank you for calling.
How's your foot, Larry? Okay. Did that burn clear up?
Yeah, it burned up. It cleared up 100%. There's just
great.
Everything was beautiful on that. There's a little redness that's still there that never went away, but it looked like a tiny bit of scar tissue redness that never went away. But basically, essentially, it's all healed up and perfect. It's been healed a long time ago. The healing's worked really marvelous on that.
Oh, good. It might even be the new skin that's red. I know when you have a burn, the new skin sometimes is red for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you never can tell, but it doesn't look too bad at all. It's just looks like a lot of wellness is set into it and everything healed in it. Just a little bit of cosmetic appearance there,
yeah.
A little redness, but it doesn't matter at all, hardly.
Good.
It's working just fine. Yeah, and I'm thankful for Ron for the bone healing, too, because my shoulder needs some bone healing. My left ankle needs some bone healing. We're doing more bone healing, so I'm grateful for that. That's helping a lot, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Larry, for commenting.
Okay, then. Thank you very thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Thanks, Larry. So, I am not seeing any other questions right now. I'm not sure what you mean when you say Ron is refusing to tell us about the nano stuff. He has told us some details about that. He was asking for people to call in who've been doing timeline crashes on it or were on any of the radio shows or last Sunday's call where he was clearing this out of people. So I don't really understand your question or your comment here. So if you want to type that in a different way, maybe we can understand it better. All right. I'm refreshing again, Ron. I'm not. Let me see if there are any new questions here. I'm not seeing anything new. I'm scanning back and back and back. So, okay. All right. I'm drawing a blank here because I'm a little bit tired. I'm not thinking of what else we could talk about. So it is Paranormal Fridays. If anyone else has any situations they want to call in and ask Ron about, it's the phone numbers under the Station 2 play button there, 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. And tomorrow night we'll be on Station 2 also for Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So, Ron, do you want to do, let's think of some samples, we can do while we wait for another question to be typed in.
Okay, let's do a sample. I don't know, the nano one gets too heavy, so I probably won't do that.
Okay.
But let's do a...
Let me stop you one sec, Ron. New is typing in that you haven't said what the nano is, so I guess New was not on any of the other shows before. So let's do a recap of what this is for anyone who hasn't heard about it yet. So what we're talking about with this nanotechnology. So do you want to describe what it is?
Yeah, basically our body has been for quite a while, hundreds of years, but more recently what we have now, We have ingested alien stuff in us, eating it through food, etc. And stuff is getting activated as these new nanobots or nanotechnology that's in the air, airborne stuff, is coming into us. And it may even be energetic. So what I think it'll be doing for people, so I think it'll tend to kind of numb them out. So if you have a sense that your consciousness is kind of fading at times, be normal for anybody naturally, but if you feel like just don't have all your nuts on the table or ducks in a row or anything like that, you know that there could be a problem, and it might be the nanotechnology energy coming into you to activate this poison. So it's like a two-part type thing, like epoxy. That's kind of the way I perceive it. And so automatically, we already have this stuff inside of us for a long time, and could be even a couple thousand years. And this energy comes into us now from the beyond by the alien, or whoever is working for them, we'll say. And by having this energy coming into us, it can activate the stuff in the past and cause us to have physical problems. That's kind of what I'm sensing. And when we did it on the call the other day, a lot of people basically got sick. That's the bottom line. Maybe nauseated, possibly throwing up off and on. Trying to tell you what the experience was with some people. That's how bad it is. So the antidote is what we're giving you to get rid of this stuff. So it's... bad news, and I think it'll be numbing people out through the 2012 now. So somehow it's being transmitted to us some way, either physically, airborne stuff, or it could just be, energetic, like radionics being brought to us. So whatever, that other part that has not been here is now coming. We already have part one in us already, the meeting food and everything else, our genetics, and now part two is coming to numb us out in a sense. Anything else you want to add, Carrie?
No, I don't think so. We just got to get it out. Luckily, we found it in time. Ron's found it in time, and the clearing is being put together to get this out of us, and so we'll be able to do that, and it will be up very, very soon. And this stuff seems to be mostly just dormant in us right now, part one, and then part two is probably going to be released sometime in the next month, it looks like. So we want to do this clearing as soon as it goes up, and then we should be okay. So, yeah, that's it, really, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is pretty yucky stuff. It seems to be very powerful stuff when it comes out. I know I was, the amount that's come out of me, however, whatever percentage that is, I felt nauseous. I didn't throw up, but I was queasy, and I was dizzy, and I was hot, and I was real tired the next day. So I think I forgot to write in the text for this, but when you do this, it probably would be good to do the clearing on a day when you can rest the following day, just in case. I don't know if anyone else has had this reaction that I had, but I was real tired the next day. So if, let's say, you work Monday to Friday, do it on a Friday or a Saturday so that you have either Saturday or Sunday to rest. That would be the only other thing I would add.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. Definitely do that. Wish somebody would call in to maybe help out the other people here, what they've experienced. Maybe because it could be a negative one, they don't want to call in. But yeah, it isn't an easy process. That's why I said I may have to do add a whole lifetime one if you need that. So I'm still trying to figure out what to do with the clearing. But it should be up pretty quickly here, I think. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Janice, I don't know if you want to call in again. You have been doing a huge amount of timeline crashing on this and feeling the physical results of it yourself. So I don't know if I think you typed in that you've done 504, I think it was, you typed in at the beginning of the show. So maybe you could call in and let us know. I know, I can't remember what number it was, 100 and something you started feeling sick last time. But maybe by 504 you're feeling better. If you want to call in, that would be great to hear from you about how you're doing with it now that you've got up to so many timeline crashes. I hope I have an airplane going over. Hopefully it's not too loud. So Shannon is just wanting some clarification. I think, Ron, you had suggested she do the slime body clearing help her out from her hugging husband.
Yeah, slime body. Yeah, let's do a sample of that for people. I'll probably give that one away next month. Slime body clearing. People will get on the calls, the 8-hour calls. So.
Oh, wonderful.
That'll be great. Good. Hope we got a beep, and I'll do a sample. Who's the beeper?
This is Shelley.
Hello,
hi, Shelley.
Harry.
Hi.
I was on the call Sunday, and I felt similar symptoms, nauseous, migraine, and you should do it on a day when you have some time where you can rest to clear out that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My question, I'm doing the 2012 Ascension barcode removal and trying to learn your site, and there's so many clearings. Do you have to know what alien race is attacking you?
No, a lot of there are people who know because
okay.
They've seen their faces or you know pictures and books and things. You can put unknown in. I think what most people will tend to do will just to kind of go down the list and see which one tend to have more release.
Okay, or maybe kinda, more of the ones that you've listened to the material about.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you've probably heard about them somehow, or, you know, most people who get into the alien stuff, the first thing they hear about is about the Greys making contracts with the government, et cetera. So you do know about that one. Almost
yes.
Everybody knows that. And then they get into people who do channeling of the Pleiades, you know, Pleiadians and Arcturians. I don't know who else.
Lemurians.
Yeah. So you get all these people that all of a sudden, wow, they must be good guys because they're telling us all this wonderful stuff, you know? And it could be, you know, it's going to satisfy your egos and make you feel good. Nothing's wrong with it. There's always truth in something. But, you know, you could be getting hooked up without you realizing what's happening. So that's kind of how I...
You can just put in unknown, they know what to do, and they'll clear you.
That is correct, too. Unknown is always work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, Shelley.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh. Hi, is somebody on the line?
Hi, this is Betty. This is Betty in Santa Fe.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I'm just calling to say how great it is to be working the emotional lifetime clearing.
Oh, great.
Took me a while to be able to get it. And like Shannon, I'm doing the incidences, really working those, and it's just very positive, very positive. I'm sorry I don't have any weird things to report on paranormal night.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, you do want to work those clearings, so, you know, look at it as a way that you can get yourself single. So, yeah, you do want to work, you know, putting in, you know, extra things into that box, you know. That's what it's for,
well,
to really understand and figure out what's going on in your life to help yourself out.
I asked I asked on Monday night, Ron, I typed in if you could read what we type in to our clearings.
Oh, no. I do not have any input on that. It's just on your computer only. And the light beams will honor that and do that. So I don't have any conscious record of it, you know, that comes through to me. So, no.
Well, somebody said, typed back on the fast chat that you do.
I don't know. I may sometimes know that I'm working with somebody off and on when they do a clearing, but I have no way of knowing that. But on the fast chat, maybe they interpreted it that way. I do at times tell people out when something is going, out for people sometimes. I do end up getting that consciousness, but I don't always, get into it that much or look at it.
Read what we type in on our computer. You can't read what we're typing in, right?
Right. I cannot read that, no. Uh-huh. It's
okay.
Not readable by me, no.
Well, okay. I'll go back to just filling my guts out then, and but nevertheless, I just wanted to say, of course, thank you so much, because this is elevating me really quickly, very quickly, beyond my expectations. So,
wonderful.
The emotional lifetime query, I think I'm getting more than what I paid for out of it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for calling. So, Ron, you were about to do a... another beep. My goodness. We're about to do a slime body clearing, so we'll wait a second. So, is somebody else on the line? Was that a hang-up beep, maybe? Is anybody there?
Well, we'll see. Let's do a slime body, then.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So, slime body clearing. Okay.
Okay.
So, here we go. One, two, four, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, that was interesting that I yawned. I did that clearing when it came out, I think, or soon after. So I guess I've been slimed with slime since, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. The only question... Oh, no, Pat's wondering. She's saying she's been feeling numbed out, and she's wondering if it's because of the nano stuff that's in us, the part that's in us already. Would that be numbing us out already, Ron, or is it just going to happen when this part two gets released? Probably you don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then New is wondering how much the nano clearing is going to cost when it comes online. I don't know if you've decided to finalize that yet or not, Ron.
It should be $25, which is a gift, and then it'll be $50 for the unlimited. So I would probably get the unlimited because this is going to be probably a situation that could be with us for a while. Oh, and then, like I said, I might even want to need to put up a whole lifetime clearing. We'll see what happens here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I've got my, look at this, my computer clocks are different again. I have 53.5 on one, no, 55.5 on one and 53 on the other, so I don't know what the real time is. I don't know what's going on with this computer. What time do you have, Ron?
54 on mine, so.
54, you're in the middle. All right, okay. So we're almost done here, so one more. You know, I think I cut you off when you were mentioning that you are giving away the fetus and birth trauma clearing with the Sunday intensive. So if you haven't signed up for that, there is that whole life free clearing. Do you want to do a 20-second summation of that one for anyone that doesn't know, Ron? The fetus, and because I'm pretty sure I cut you off. Something happened, a beep or something. So this is just a clearing that clears the trauma of our birth. And there is a custom box in there where you can put, if you know details of things that happened to you that weren't so great when you were born, you can put specific stuff in there as well as just doing the general, running the general clearing. So it'll get the energy of any trauma that you've been carrying in your body for your whole life since your birth that was a result of your birth.
Yep, that's good. Okay, so I guess it's time for us to leave. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. And we shall probably see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And we will go to the lightship and see how you guys are doing. Hopefully everybody's doing wonderful. Well, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
Ron. And blessings, everyone. See you later.
Night-night.
Night.